Today's shiur is Masechta Brachos, Daf Chav Tes, and we will begin on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, with the Gemara asking a question on two lines on the bottom, where the Gemara says, five lines from the bottom. Chat Hani Tamni Sari, asked the Gemara, our Mishnah said that there were 18 Brachos in the Shemoneh Esrei. Ask the Gemara, Hani Tishrei Havin. There aren't 18 brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei. There are 19 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Levi, Birchis HaTzadokim B'Yavna Teknua. The bracha of La Malshinim was only introduced into the Shemoneh Esrei later in Yavna. Says the Gemara, Kenegami Teknua. Why was it introduced? So before we get into the Gemara, we need to give a little history. The Gemara Masechta Megillah, that Yud Zayin on the base, teaches us that 120 Zakenim, or Behem Kam Nevi'im, amongst those Zakenim, there were many Nevi'im, they instituted the Shemoneh Esrei Brachos. But, as most Mefarshim explain, they said that we should say that the 18 Brachos, but there was no specific order in which they were said. Came Shimon HaBakuli that they should be said in a certain order. That was the original introduction of the Shemoneh Esrei. Afterwards, so now the Gemara says, how do we end up with 19? Amar B'Levi, Lev Hilberei, the Shmuel Ben Nachmeni, why did they make the Brach of Olam Malshinim? We learned yesterday that there are 18 in that pasuk, 18 times Hashem's mentioned in the pasuk of Havala, in the perek of Havala Hashem b'nei Elim. Keneged Kael HaKovet Hirim. That is the 19th time Hashem was mentioned. And as the Tosfos HaRosh explains, originally they did not consider Kael a full-fledged Shem Hashem. Since it wasn't considered a full-fledged Shem Hashem, they didn't make a bracha corresponding to Kael. Afterwards, they decided to make a bracha to Neged Kael. Rabbi Yosef, who says it goes against the Krishma, a similar pshat. For the 18 askaros in Krishma, they decided the Echot Shem Krishma. Rabbi Tanchum Amar Bishuba Levi, to Neged Cholio Ketana, that he said that the Shemoneh Esrei correspond to the 18 vertebrae in the spine. There's one more small vertebrae, and for that they made this bracha. It says the Gemara Tanah Rabbanan, Shimon HaBakuli his Shimon Esrei brachos lefnei Rav Gamliel al Seidu B'Yavna. Amlem Rav Gamliel Chacham, Rav Gamliel Sata Chachamim, Klum Yesh Adam Shideya Lesakim Berchus Tzedakim. In the days of Rav Gamliel, there were many apokarsim in Klal Yisrael, and they were causing great harm to Klal Yisrael. They were causing people to leave the Derech Hashem. And therefore, he felt that they need to make a new bracha of Lel Mishinim. But he needed somebody to be the one to compose it. Amet Shmuel HaKotten, so says the Gemara, Shmuel HaKotten was the one that was mesaken it. So of course, all the Mefarshim ask, as important as the bracha of Lel Mishinim is, they lived in a time of tremendous tzaddikim. So if they lived in a time of tremendous tzaddikim, why was it so difficult to find somebody to make the bracha Mashinim that they had to get Shmuel HaKotten to do it? So one pshat that the Mefarshim suggests is that that every bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, we say the words of bracha of Shemoneh Esrei as if they're a bracha, meaning every bracha has in it so much more than we realize the exact number of words, the exact numbers of letters, the Shem Hashem, when it's mentioned, when it's not mentioned. So that's why you need somebody as great as Shmuel HaKotten. Another pshat that I saw that the Panovich Rav suggests, to make a bracha of La Malshinim, one has to have pure kavana that his entire intent in introducing the bracha is only for Kvod Shemayim, There is no other ulterior motive. So other people who probably were having different issues with the Malshinim in those times, if they would have made the bracha, there is a concern that they would have other intention. When Shmuel made the bracha of Shmuel of Lamalshinim, his intention was purely l'shem Shemayim. He had no personal negiyas. Another question that I saw is if, as we're learning in our Gemara, Lamalshinim was only introduced later, it wasn't in the initial nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei, so Lamalshinim should be the last bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Why is Lamalshinim not the last bracha of Shemoneh Esrei? So I saw because Chazal specifically wanted that Lamalshinim should be next to the bracha of Al HaTzadikim, to separate between the Lamalshinim and the Tzadikim, and that the Tzadikim should be blessed and the Lamalshinim should be just the opposite. Why was Shmuel HaKotan called Shmuel HaKotan? So the Yerushalmi in Perek Tesem Masech the Soit Aloch Yud Gimel says Lefi Shoyim Maktim Oysom. He always used to act in the most humble manner. Another pshat that the Gemara says there is the fishmat mat choyukot mishmul arumasi. He was just a little less. We know the Shmuel was the great Navi, and he was only a little less than that great Navi Shmuel. Says the Gemara, after Shmuel HaKotan introduced Lamashinim into the tefillah, l'shon acher shachcha. The next year, he forgot the nusach. He was the Baal Tefillah, and he forgot the nusach. So he was standing, davening Shemoneh Esrei, and it took him 2-3 hours, and they didn't remove him from the Amid, from being the Baal Tefillah. And as the Mefarshim explained, we've had in this Masechta that somebody who davens, who's the Baal Tefillah, the Gemara uses the words Yoyrid Lefnei HaTfilah. He goes down. Shmuel went up. Shmuel, so when you want to remove somebody from the Amid, it's called Halua, to the opposite. But ask the Gemara, Amai Lehalua, why did they refuse to do so? V'amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Tabachal HaBrachas Kulan, if somebody made a mistake at any of the Brachas Shemoneh Esrei, the Halach is a Malon Esrei. We're not so quick to take him away from the Amid. However, b'Birchat Tzedokim, if he did that by the Birchat Tzedokim, Malon Esrei. There we remove him from the Amid. Chashin Hashem Aminu. We need to be concerned that he is a apikiris. So why over here were we lenient? Answers the Gemara, Shani Shmuel HaKotan. Shmuel HaKotan is different. Diu Tikna. He was the one that composed it, so we need not be concerned that he is an apikiris. In other words, the reason, as the Torah in Aruch Chaim, Simed Kuf Chav Vav Sif Aleph explains, the reason, quoting Yerushalmi, he says, if somebody doesn't say Mechaya Mesim or Bani Yerushalayim, even though these are principles of our faith, they're not removed, he explains that they're not a klola. And therefore, it's not as serious as Lamalshinim. When somebody skips Lamalshinim, where the tefillah curses somebody who's in that category, we're more concerned that the reason the person omitted that bracha, because he knows that he has this problem, and he's concerned that he's going to get cursed. So that's why we're more particular by Lamalshinim than anything else. But the Gemara says Shmuel HaKotan was the one that made this bracha. So since he's made the one that made bracha, we're more lenient. But ask the Gemara, V'nechesh t'mahadabey, why are we not concerned that maybe he went off the right derech? Amar Abaya. So says Abaya, Gemiri, we have a klal, tava lo yavabisha, that somebody who was good, we need not be concerned, went the other way. Says the Gemara, loy, There's no such a concern. There is a concern that the tzaddik went off his derech and did something wrong. Answers the Gemara. That's in the case, Hahu Rasha Mikara. That's talking about a person who was originally a Rasha. Av tzaddik mikara loy. Somebody who was always a tzaddik, we need not be concerned. Ask the Gemara loy, we need not be concerned. Vatanan, have we not learned the Pirkei Avos? Al tam ba'atzmucha yoy moyscha. Don't trust yourself until the day you die. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol shimish bekuna shmanim shanim. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the Kohen for 80 years. Well, b'soif nasit stoiki. Parenthetically, I saw from here a raya. Rav Hirschsprung Zatzal said that a shaychit doesn't have to retire even when he gets older. Because here we're talking about Yochanan Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, we know, had to many times shecht animals. And he was obviously well over 80 years old, and he was still allowed to remain the Kohen Gadol. And at the end, Yochanan Kohen became tzadiki. So we see that just because he was good doesn't mean it doesn't change. Amar Abaya, hu Yanai, hu Yochanan. There was a terrible king, Yanai. And Yanai, who was a Rasha, and Yanai and Yochanan, he held as one and the same. Rava, however, holds Yanai l'chud v'Yochanan l'chud. Yanai and Yochanan are not one and the same. Yanai Rasha Mikara. Yanai was originally a Rasha. V'Yochanan tzadik Mikara. So the Gemara makes its question. So according to Abaya, that they were one in the same. So now the Gemara is understandable. Yochanan wasn't always a tzaddik. So the Gemara is saying, somebody who was always a tzaddik, we need not be concerned. By this person, we do need, by a person who was a Rasha, we need to be concerned. And Yanai was a Rasha. El Rava that says Yochanan and Yanai not one in the same. Kasha, Amlach Rava, tzaddik mikara nami demahadabei. We have to be concerned even by somebody who was originally a tzaddik that he's going to change. So then we're back to the original question. So why didn't they remove Shmuel? Even though he was the one that originally composed La Malshinim. Answers the Gemara Shani Shmuel HaKotten, the Aschaba. Shmuel HaKotten began saying La Malshinim. So since he began saying La Malshinim, so it's a riot that he's not Chas V'Shalom an individual that doesn't want to say La Malshinim. He does want to say it. He just forgot the words. Dom Rav Yudam Rav, V'Taim Rav Yishub and Levi, Lo Yishan Alosh Lehizchaba. The whole concern is if he didn't begin saying La Malshinim. So if you want to delete La Malshinim, we need to be concerned what type of an individual are you. Aval Hizchaba, if you began it, you show that you are interested in La Malshinim. And therefore, we allow you to go imray. Of course, the question is, how did he forget La Malshinim? So the Farshim respond, and we discussed this in our previous year as well. Shmuel HaKotten was a person who was a Tarasoy Umnasoy. And as we discussed in our previous year regarding Rav Shimon ben Yochai, a person who's Tarasoy Umnasoy is technically Potter from Tefillah, because he can be Yotzi with the Chazaras Hashatz that's said by the Baal Tefillah. And therefore, since Shmuel HaKotten was that type of an individual, he was Potter from Davening, and he forgot the Nusach of La Malshinim. Continues the Gemara. So we said that during the week, we say Shmon Esrei, or now we said the 19 Brachas. But ask the Gemara, Hani Sheva de Shapsa. On Shabbos we say 7 brachas. Connecting me, why do we say 7 brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos? Amar Rav Chalifta ben Shmuel, connected she the koil shama David al mayim. The David HaMelech said the koil Hashem al mayim, koil Hashem b'koyach. He said it 7 times. So the Mefarshim asked, of course you have to say minimum seven brachas, because we know every Shemoneh Esrei starts with 3 brachas. Every Shemoneh Esrei. Every Shemoneh Esrei ends with 7, with 3 brachas. And you have to mention a bracha in the middle. So 7 is the absolute minimum. So the Pnei Yeshua says that the Gemara's question is that perhaps the bracha of Shabbos to be included in the bracha of the Avodah, why does it have to have a separate bracha? Similarly, asked the Gemara, Hani Teish the Rosh Hashanah Keneged Mi. On Rosh Hashanah, we say 9 brachas in the Musaf, because we say, as we said a moment ago, the standard first 3 brachas, then we say the standard last 3 brachas, and then we say 3 brachas in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofros. So where do the 9 brachas come? And here again, says the Pnei Yeshua, we just gave an explanation why we need 9 brachas. What's the Gemara mean to ask? Says the Pnei Yeshua, what the Gemara means to ask is that maybe Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofros should be combined into 1 bracha. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Ketifim, Keneged Tisha Asgaris, Shamar Chana B'Tfilosa. When Chana davened Hashem, and she thanked Hashem that she had her son Shmuel, she said the famous Tfilos Chana David. And as the Gemara explains, and that tefillah was said, Damamab Rosh Hashanah, Nifkad Asar Ravka V'Chana, so it's appropriate to follow her model. Ask the Gemara, Hani Esim V'Arbet Tanisa Keneged Mi. The Gemara in Masechta Tainus teaches us that if there was no rain that came, so they declared a series of fast. If after that series of fast there was no rain still, they went out to the Rechov Shalir, they went out to the town square, and they said the Shemoneh Esrei, and they added to the Shemoneh Esrei 6 brachas. So the Gemara wants to know from where those 6 brachas come. Amar Rav Chelba, Keneged Esrei V'Arba Ronanos, Shama Shlom B'Shar Shechnas Aron L'Beis Kachay Kachim. When Shlom HaMelech attempted to bring the Aron HaKadosh into the Kachay Kachim, the doors would not allow him to get in. And when he said these extra tefillahs, that's when the doors opened up, and that's where his 6 extra brachas come. So ask the Gemara, if we see the power of these 6 extra brachas, so why don't we say them every day? Answers the Gemara, Amos Amrinu Shlomo. Shlomo Melech didn't say them every time. He said it then when they needed that special Yeshua. B'yoyim ad-rachme, when they needed special Rachme Shemayim. Anan nami b'yoyim ad-rachme, we too, when we need special Rachmanus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amiluhu, that's when we said it. So we learned in our Mishnah, the opinion of Rabbi Shua was that one need not say the full Shemoneh Esrei every day. Rabbi Shua Omer, me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. You could say me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. Ask the Gemara, my me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. What is meant with me'ein Shemoneh Esrei? Rav Omer, me'ein ka bracha bracha. Every bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei should be said in an abridged version. V'Shmuel Omer, Shmuel says there's a special nusach. Havineinu Hashem alakeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, teach us L'das darachecha, to know your ways, umol venu yurasecha, cause our hearts to fear you, v'tislach lana liyas geulam, bring us a geula, v'chakenim amechavenu, keep pain away from us, v'deshneinu benois artsecha, fatten us up with the pasture of your land, v'nufutsesenu me'arba tekabetz, gather together all of those dispersed from the 4 corners of the earth, v'toyim al datecha yishpetu, people who go away from your derech, from the way you want us to act, should be judged to come back there. V'rishoyim tanif yadcha, and those who act like those rishoyim, you should punish. V'yismuchu tzadikim v'vinyan irecha, v'sikin hechalecha, let the tzadikim rejoice in the rebuilding of your city and in the Beis HaMikdash. V'tzmichas keren l'dovid avdecha, I'm coming back of David, Melech HaMashiach, Uberech Estel Levan Yishai Mashiachecha, Terem Nikra Atatana, before we even call out to you, please answer us, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemeya Tefillah. Light Alei Abaya, so Abaya would curse, says the Gemara, a man, the Matzli Havineinu, for somebody who would daven Havineinu, because Havineinu is an abridged version, and one should not daven it. In general, the Mishnah Berurah makes the point in the Bir Halacha and Simon Kuf Yud Siv Aleph Devarei Maskel Oy. He says that Havineinu is only, we don't say Havineinu. And he explains the reason we don't say Havineinu. He says Havineinu was meant to be said by a person who normally says Havineinu, who normally davens a Good Shemen Esrei and has the proper kavana, and for whatever reason something came up and today he doesn't have the proper kavana, so Chazal instituted Havineinu. But if you have an individual, but we can never be sure that our Shemon Esrei is being recited with the proper kavana. So for us, it doesn't make sense to say Havineinu, as if this Shemon Esrei can't have kavana and every other Shemon Esrei, you do have kavana. Amar Nachman Amishmul, Kol Hashana Kula, Mispal Adam Havineinu. An entire year, a person could daven Havineinu. Chutz v'matzah Shabbos v'matzah Yom Tovim. As much Shabbos v'matzah Yom Tov, one cannot say Havineinu as a Shemon Esrei. Because in Chonin Hadas, you have to say Havdalah. Ask the Gemara, Maskula Rabbi Bashmul, V'nimre Bracha Reviz V'fnei Atzma. So why don't we make a special Bracha, Matzah Shabbos, for Havdalah? Miloy Tanan, Ham we learned, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Omer Bracha Reviz V'fnei Atzma, that you could say that Havdalah at the Chonin Tanu is said as a separate Bracha. Rabbi Leza says it, we say it in Haidah. So ask the Gemara. We have a way to include Tochanantanu Matzah Shabbos, even though we're saying Havineinu. Either say it as a separate bracha like Rabbi Kiva, or either include it in Haidah as Rabbi Leza suggests. Answers the Gemara. You want to make a separate bracha Matzah Shabbos? Ask the Gemara, is that what we ever do? The Hashta Nami Navid, that this is what you want to do? Kashana Kula, my Tamil of Dinikar Bekiva. The whole year, why don't we say Atochanatanu as a separate bracha? Because Tamisar Tukin, there are 18, or as we said at the beginning of our shir, 19 brachas in the Shemon Esrei. Tishrei Slo Tukin. We can't add brachas to the Shemon Esrei. Hachanami. Same, if we want to say Havineinu, Havineinu is a tefillah that has Shevin Tikkun, the three first brachas, the three last brachas, and Havineinu in the middle. Tamni loy tukin. Maskula Mazutra. So ask Mazutra, why not? V'nichla mechlal Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu hamavdu ben kodesh l'cho. So you don't want to have it as a separate bracha. But ask the Gemara, why don't we have it as part of the nusach of Havineinu? Answers the Gemara, Kasha. That's a Kasha. But as we have learned, there's a difference when the Gemara uses the word Kasha versus when the Gemara uses the word Tiyufta. When the Gemara uses the word Tiyufta, it means it was refuted. When the Gemara uses the word Kasha, it means it's a Kasha, but there's an answer. What's the reason that we don't say Havdalah as a separate bracha? So the Lvush says that if we'll use the nusach of mentioning of Havdalah in the Havineinu, people will come to make the mistake that the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, that having Havdalah represents a separate bracha. And then they'll always say Havdalah, even when they're saying a regular Shemon Esrei as a regular bracha, which of course is incorrect. The Bach on the same line says that they were concerned that since we're going to make that you have to say Havdalah in the Havineinu, it's a raya that Havdalah is so critical that if somebody forgot saying Atochanotanu Matzah Shabbos, he has to repeat the Shemon Esrei. Whereas the halach is really that if you forgot Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, as we're going to learn in today's shiur, you need not repeat the Havdalah. The Prima Gadim, and this is very much in line with what we're learning in our shir, says that it looks like you're moisif ala brachas. It looks like you're adding a bracha. And as we just learned, you're not allowed to add a bracha to the Shemon Esrei. Amar Rabibi Barabaya, Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Adam Havineinu. The entire year one davens Havineinu, Chutz mi moisa gishamim. In the winter, you can't say Havineinu, B'tzarech loy mishel b'rech sashonim. You have to say in the tefillah, the same talumotor. And since you have to say the same talumotor, you need to, if you're not, it's not part of the nusach of Havineinu. So ask the Gemara the obvious question. Maskla mazutra, v'nichla mechlal, why don't we include it when we say v'dishdeinu v'dishnois tarzach v'sein talmater? It's important to say. So include it in that part, answers the Gemara osla trude. In other words, we want the havinenu to be a standard havinenu that always the same havinenu is said. If it's going to be a different havinenu in the winter, in the summer, it'll get confusing. Ask the Gemara, Hachi, Havdalah, V'chana das nami osla trudi. So when we asked the question a moment ago about Havdalah, we could have had a much simpler answer, asked the Gemara, that if we want to keep the nusach of havinenu always consistent, so that's why we can't say Havdalah, we can't say Atachan and Tanu in the Chavineinu, because it'll be confusing. We only say it Matzah Shabbos, we don't say it other times. Amri answers the Gemara, Hossam, Kivin the Asi B'Tchilat Tzlusa. We know that the Havdalah is said in the first bracha of Atachanin. So Kivin the Asi B'Tchilat Tzlusa, Le Matrid. People won't get confused. Hocha. However, since Saint Talamator is said in the middle of the Shemana Asrei, Kivin the Asi B'Emtza Tzlusa Mitrid, it'll be confusing. Maskla Rashi, but ask the Gemara a different question. V'nemri B'Shmei Tfila. Why don't we say it? Why don't we say Saint Talamator and Shmei Tfila? And as the Rabbeinu Yoin explains, since Shmei Tfila is the last bracha, there, again, as we said a moment ago, we're not concerned about the Chanatanu because it's the first bracha, but the first bracha we're not concerned for confusion, so we shouldn't be concerned for confusion by Shemei Tefila, which is the last bracha. If somebody didn't mention Masha Ruch Moir Ageshem by Mechaya Mesim, Machsir Nesoy, he has to repeat the Shemana Esrei. But if you didn't say the Saint Talamotor by Baruch Aleinu, you need not repeat the Shemana Esrei. You could always say it in the middle of Shemaya Tefillah. And if you miss saying Havdalah by Hachayin Adas, you don't have to repeat the Shemana Esrei. He could still say Havdalah, regular Havdalah. So, ask the Gemara, so why don't you say it by Shemaya Tefillah? And there won't be a concern for confusion. And you could still say Havinenu in the winter at Saint Talmater at the end of the Nusach of the middle part of Havinenu. Answers the Gemara, this that was saying that you could say Saint Talmater in Shemei Tefillah is not something that's allowed to be done l'chatchila in a situation, as we just described, where you forgot to say the Saint Talmater, so Chazal gave you the option, told you could correct yourself by Shemei Tefillah. But that doesn't mean that that's what you should do, that that's the place for Saint Talmater. As we're learning, Saint Talmater could be corrected by saying it in Shemei Tefillah. But if you missed out saying Mashva Ruach HaMoir HaGeshem, that cannot be said. That cannot be corrected by Shemei Tefillah. What's the difference? So the Mefarshim explain, the Paiskim explain. Shemei Tefillah is a bracha of Tefillah, where we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we need. And of course, the Saint Talmater is also a Tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we need it. And therefore, if you didn't say it in Baruch Aleinu, you could say it and Shemei Tefillah. Mash V'ruach HaMoir HaGeshem is speaking about the Shvach of Hashem. So it's an entirely different situation. Since it's talking about saying the Shvach of Hashem, Shvach of Hashem belongs in the first three brachas of the Shemana Esrei. It doesn't belong in Shemei Tefillah, and therefore if it was omitted there, it cannot be corrected. Moreover, if the Gemara says if you miss saying Mashva Ruach HaMoir HaGeshem, you need to repeat the Shemana Esrei. That means you have to start from the beginning all over again, because all three of the first brachas, as we said in earlier in our shir, are considered one bracha. However, there's a very big difference between Nusach Sfard and Nusach Ashkenaz. Those who daven Nusach Sfard say in the summer Moir HaTol. In the winter, they say Mashva Ruach HaMoir HaGeshem. The ones who daven Nusach Ashkenaz say nothing in the summer, and in the winter they say Mashvaruch Mayra Geshem. So the halacha is that if you said Mayra Tal in the winter, then you need not repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Because even though you didn't say the correct Haskara, which is supposed to be said then, is Mashvaruch Mayra Geshem, but you did say a Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You did praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, with the Eved, that's acceptable. Whereas the person who didn't say anything in the winter, so he's missing, as our Gemara just said, a Shvach that we're supposed to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he's missing that Shvach that he's supposed to say, give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there the halacha is that he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara also differentiated between Mashvaruch Mayra Geshem and Atoch HaNatanu, because the Gemara says that you could always say Havdol Alakos. So the Rishonim discuss what's going to be the halacha regarding an individual who didn't say, who doesn't have a kois. Should he repeat the Shemoneh Esrei in order to say Atoch HaNatanu? The Rebbeinu Yoina says, yes, the Gemara says the only reason you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei for Atoch HaNatanu is because you're going to say Havdalah. This person who doesn't have a kais should have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. However, the Torah seems to disagree. The Torah says that since the halacha is that one can make Havdalah until Tuesday, so even if Matzah Shabbos you don't have a kais, you could always make it up until Tuesday, and therefore you should not repeat Shemoneh Esrei for omitting Atoch HaNatanu. There's a question also in the Paiskim. If somebody forgot to say Atoch HaNatanu by Atoch HaNein, but he remembered before he said Shemaya Tefillah, could he say Atoch HaNatanu in Shemaya Tefillah? The Rambam paskins that you can, but the Beis Yosef seems to hold our Gemara is a raya that you can't. Because our Gemara says the same Talamotar could be made up in Shemaya Tefillah. The Gemara doesn't say that Atoch HaNatanu could be made up in Shemaya Tefillah. So it's l'chayra raya that Atoch HaNatanu you don't say in Shemaya Tefillah. The Beis Yosef seems to hold that you don't say Atoch HaNatanu in Shemaya Tefillah. Gufa, Amar Rav Tanchum, Amar Rav Asi. Tov Eloyeske Gvuras Gishom B'tchias HaMeisim, as we just discussed, if you didn't say Mashav Ruach Amar HaGeshem by Tchias HaMeisim, Machsir Nosoy, you need to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Sheila B'brich Sashonim, but if you didn't say the same Talamotar, E Machsir Nosoy, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So as the Paiskim point out, Mishnah Brura, if you remembered in Mila Baruch Aleinu that you didn't say V'sein Talamotar, at the end, say it there. However, if you missed it entirely, says the Gemara, what you should do is, Eimach Sir Nasoi, you need not go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, Neishi Yochalom V'Shemeh Tefillah, you could say the Shemeh Tefillah. Havdol B'chein Das, but if you skipped Havdol B'chein Das, so you need not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. You always can make Havdalah later. Also, the Paiskim say that if somebody said the same motor, he davened for rain and he didn't daven for the tal, since the tal comes automatically every day, the halacha is that you need not, the halachas that we're learning about missing, what do not apply. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Tov lo yeskei gevur shkisham b'tchias ha-meisim, if somebody didn't say, Mashvruch mar ha-geshem, mechzir nesoy. Shel b'rich sashonim, mechzir nesoy. Vavdolo b'chonin ha-das, ein mechzir nesoy, you don't repeat v'atach ha-natanu, b'nei shiyoch ha-lamar ha-lakais. So here we see, that if you didn't say the same talamotor, you do repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Answers the Gemara, lo kasha. Ha b'yochid, ha b'tzibur. There's a different nafkamina between a yochid and a tzibur. Ask the Gemara, b'tzibur my tamaloi. What do we say by tzibur? You need not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. B'shum d'shamah m'shlich tzibur. So now the Gemara introduces a new concept that if somebody made a mistake in the Shemoneh Esrei, He need not necessarily repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. He could be yotze by hearing it from the Shliach Tzibur. So I asked the Gemara, if that's the reason, why did we keep on saying that if you miss saying Talmater, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? Neshi yochel loyim b'shmei tefila. We should have said, we should have said the reason is because you're going to hear it from the Shliach Tzibur. Answers the Gemara, El Idivi Idivi Yachid. The Gemara's question is, the Gemara's teretz is, the both prices are speaking even if you be Yechidus. So the Gemara seems to be saying that if you're in the Tzibur, you could always be Yotze by hearing it from the Shliach Tzibur. But the Mishnah Berurah says that we don't rely on that. And we don't rely that we could properly listen to the Shliach Tzibur, and that's the way we could avoid repeating Shemoneh Esrei. If you remember that you missed Saint Talmud before you got to Shemoneh Tefillah, you could correct yourself. If, however, you only remember after you said Shemoneh Tefillah, then it's too late. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Tanchum, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Shuman Levi. Tov lo yiskush al Rosh Chodesh b'avoida. If somebody did not say Yala v'yavoy, so what should he do? So the halacha is Chayz lo avoida. He should go back to Ritzei. Niska b'hayda. If he, however, the place says the word Niska b'hayda. If you're ready up to hayda, and then you realize that you didn't say Yala v'yavoy, Chayz lo avoida. Go back to Ritzei. B'sim Shalom, if you're ready up to Sim Shalom and you realize that you didn't say Yal V'yavai, Chayz L'Avoida, go back to Ritzei. V'msayim, but if you finish Shemoneh Esrei and you didn't say Yal V'yavai, then the halach is Chayz L'Rosh, you have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. There is a shail in the Paiskim. What happens if you said Ritzei and you said V'sechazeno, and then you realize you didn't say Yal V'yavai? Do you go back to your Ritzei, or do you say Yal V'yavai at that point? So the halacha is that you go back to, you could say Yal V'yavai right there, you need not go back to Ritzei. This discussion is also regarding a person who has a suffix if he said Yal V'yavai. Amar Papa B'reid Rav Achbar Ada, Hoda Morin. This that we just paskin, that Sayim, that if you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, Chayz L'Rosh, you go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, Lo Shana Al Shaku Raglov, means that you finished the entire Shemoneh Esrei. Avaloy Aku Raglov, if you didn't finish the entire Shemoneh Esrei, there Aloch is Chayz L'Avoida, you go back to Ritzei. Amalei, Menalacha, how do you know this halacha? Amalei, Me'abba Marish Merili, I heard this from Abba Mari, and Abba Mari heard it from Rav. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Hoda Moran, Oker Rag of Chayz L'Rosh. This that we just said, that if you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, you go back to the beginning. Loyar Moran, El She'enu Rog, Loyim Tachnun Mech Tfilosai. Earlier in our Masechta, we discussed at length that they used to say certain tefillas when they finished the Shemoneh Esrei. So if somebody doesn't say those tefillas, so as soon as he finished the Shemoneh Esrei, it's considered finished. If you're an individual that says these tefillas when you finish Shemoneh Esrei, so it's not considered, if you didn't finish those tefillas, as if you finished your Shemoneh Esrei, and since if you didn't finish your Shemoneh Esrei, the loch is Chayz L'Avoida, you go back to Ritzei. Ikadamri, Amram Nachman Yitzchak, Hoda Marn Kilayak Ragl of Chayz L'Avoida, El Loi Marn Ashrog Loim Tachnun Mach Tfilosoi. That you always say those tefillin. If you don't usually say it, even though you maybe wanted to say it, the halacha is Chayz L'Rosh. And therefore the halacha is that once somebody took the three steps back, even though he says extra tefillas normally at that point, the halacha is he has to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. However, if he did not say, Yul, says the Mishnah Berurah, if he did not say yet, Yul Ratzon Imrifi, a person who didn't say Yul Ratzon Imrifi, we discussed this earlier in the Masechta, is not considered as if he finished the Shemoneh Esrei. Rebbe Lezaimi, we learned further in our Mishnah, Ha'isa Tfilas Akva. If somebody makes his Tfilah a Kva, it's not considered a real Tfilah. Ask the Gemara, My kva. What is meant by saying this? Amar, what did the Mishnah mean with this halacha? Amar of Yaakov Eidi, Amar of Oishia, Kol she tefilas adomalov kamasli. If somebody tefillah is to him a burden, then his tefillah is not worthwhile. Rabbanu Amar, Kol mi she'ena oimrei b'loshet achnunim. When somebody davens, he has to daven with his whole praying to Hashem that my whole, as his whole life depends on it. Rav Rav Yosef Amar, Darmer Tavayu, Kol she'ena lochel chadish b'dover. If you can't have the kavana to know that when you're davening, as we said a moment ago, everything that you're saying is your life depends on, and you can't realize that I have to daven for something new because it's something that I need desperately, then your davening is not a tefillah. Amar Rav Zaira, I have the ability to add things to my tefillah. However, I don't do so because Mr. Finna, I'm concerned. If I'll do that, I may get confused in my davening. Somebody who doesn't daven when this red, with the redness of the sun, that's when you're supposed to daven. The right time to daven is when the sun. You should be seen with the sun. However, says the Gemara, light Marava, in Eretz Yisrael, they would curse Amanda Matzlim Dumdume Chama, somebody who davened at that time, my Tama, Dumma Mitfili Shata. So the Pash Pashat in the Gemara is as follows. Everybody agrees, Rashi says, that you're supposed to daven Shachris. The best time to daven Shachris is in Dumdume Chama, which means the nets, when the sun comes up. We learned many times in our Masechta that that is called the Vesikin. People who daven at that time are considered Vesikin. What the Gemara goes on to speak about is davening Mincha. And the Gemara says that it's appropriate to daven in the Dume Chama at the end of the Zman by Shkia when the sun is going down. And the reason why it's so appropriate to daven at that time, I saw that the Mefarshim explained, is in the morning when we see that the sun comes up, and we recognize what a Kodesh Baruch Hu does, that's the right time to daven Shachris. And at night, the right time, the afternoon, the right time to daven Mincha is when the sun is going down. Say it represents going to, it represents the fire of Gehenna that a person should remember. And in fact, Arizal was very makbid to daven Mincha late in the day. But the Gemara says, when you daven Mincha late in the day, you may come to daven Mincha too late. The Gemara continued, Rav Shua Omer, HaMishalach B'Makom Sakana, if somebody's walking in a Makom Sakana, Mispal Tefillah Ketzara, he should daven a Tefillah Ketzara. He said, B'chol Parshas Ha'Ibur, ask the Gemara, my Parshas Ha'Ibur, what is meant with that, with those words? Omer Rav Chisda Omer Marokva, what's meant to be said, is V'filu B'Shah, Shata mesmalem evra kish obra. Even when you get angry at them, like a woman who's carrying a baby, you kol tzurucheim lefanecha, remember us. So the mefarshim ask, why does it have to say? The Masha asks, shata mesmalem evra kish obra. It should have said shata mesmalem evra. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, so he says that the word ibra has in it two connotations. One is evra, getting angry, and one is Ovra, a woman who is pregnant. So what the Gemara means to say is that even whatever the situation is, whether it's a Shas Evra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at us, Chas V'Shalom, or whether it's a Shas Ibur, where we filled up with doing so many Averis, whatever the Pshat is in the word Evra, you have Rachmanos on us, Hashem. Ikadamri, Amar Rav Chisda Amar Marukva, what he meant to say was, Afil v'sha Hashem oivrim al divrei Torah, even if Chas v'Shalom, they're violating what it says in the Torah, we daven to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you kol tzurcheim lefanecha, do for us what we need. Tana Abonim, HaMahal b'makim chayiv listim, If somebody goes, a list, if a person goes to a place where there are animals or dangerous people, mispal tefillah tzara. Ask the Gemara, v'ezei tefillah tzara, what is the tefillah tzara? Rav Elazar Omer, artzei ritzoyin chavishamayim imal. Do your will in the Shemayim, v'sei nachas ruach lirach mitachas, and give us nachas ruach in this world, v'atoy b'ay nachas say, baruch ata Hashem, shemei tefillah. Rav Shu Omer, Shema Shavas Amchi Yisrael, listen to the prayers of Klai Yisrael, Vasei Meher Bakashosom, quickly do what they request, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shemei Tefillah. Velezer Tzadik Omer, Shema Tzakas Amchi Yisrael, listen to our cries, Vasei Meher Bakashosom, quickly fulfill our request, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shemei Tefillah. Acherim Omerim, Tzorcha Amchi Yisrael Merubim, our needs are great, Vedatim Ketzorah, but our will, we're limited in how we could articulate, explains the Marsha, our needs. Everybody should get the panosa he needs. Everybody should get what they're missing. Baruch Ta Hashem, Shemei Tefillah. And Amar Rav Huna, Halacha Acherim, that is indeed the Halacha.